Chapter 2. Race to Racism. With summer coming to an end, it was time to return to school. I was apprehensive because my little brother and I would be attending King Elementary, a new environment for us, which meant we wouldn't have any friends there. Randall would be starting the second grade, and I, the fourth. On the first day, we were shocked to find out we were the only two colored children enrolled, which frightened me a bit. No one bothered us initially, but I received a few derogatory comments, jeers, and nasty faces daily. They didn't physically harm us, but their words were insulting, and the boys often tried to provoke Randall into fighting. Before moving in with Aunt V, we had attended Grant Elementary, another school on the west side of Chicago where most of the students were colored. We had lots of friends, but fights broke out all the time. Somebody was always picking on someone else, and there was a steady stream of parents in the principal's office. If I have to come up to that school, I'm going to tan somebody's behind. Do I make myself clear? My mother often warned us. But my brother Charles didn't care about Mama's threats because he stayed in trouble all the time. The whites that went to my grammar school were as poor as we were. Children whose families got caught off guard when our kind began moving into their lily-white neighborhoods. Those whose parents couldn't afford to move got left behind. At Grant Elementary, the colored kids picked on the white kids and chased them home almost daily. Most of them didn't fight back, but the few who did got beaten to a pulp. When my brother and I started at King, we got the same treatment. Immediately, the Italians didn't like us, and we became their daily targets. It felt like deja vu, but this time, we were the ones being chased. They never bothered my brother and me on the school grounds because they would get expelled, but somewhere along the way, they would be hiding, just waiting. We took off running as soon as we saw them walking behind us. Got to get to the viaduct. Got to get to the viaduct. I repeated over in my head, because that was as far as they would chase Randall and me. They never caught us, or maybe they just enjoyed the pursuit. Whatever their motives were, we didn't stick around to find out. When we crossed the underpass that separated their neighborhood from ours, my brother and I could finally stop to catch our breaths. The Italian kids knew a similar fate was waiting for them if they crossed it, so they never did. "Don't tell Mama about this." "Why?" my sibling asked, panting. "Because she and Daddy got other things to worry about. Just do what I told you." "All right, sis." Randall and I were having a hard enough time on our own without any interference from our parents. Besides, we never got into any fights, so there was no need to concern them. For weeks, the Italian boys chased us home until, one day, they just weren't there. My mother knew we were having a difficult time. "No matter how bad they treat you, be nice to them. Things will get easier, you hear? They're not used to being around our kind, and change sometimes is hard," she explained.